a bunch of disciples was out on the sea one time. They'd watched a great meeting that day and seen a man that could break bread, tear it off and lay it down, and another loaf of bread growed onto it, laying it down to him, fed 5,000.
Hallelujah.
My, they said, that's got to be God. Nothing else could do that but God. There he was. They were out on the ship in the sea. They went off without it. Yes. Went off without him. There he was, tossed about. And they didn't know what way to go. The oars were broke. The ship was waterlogged. The sails were tore down. And they had no way to get away from the power of Satan that was gushing in on them. I wonder today if we ain't went off on a tantrum too in the revival to build new places and scatter out and build new big buildings and preaching that the coming of Christ is at hand.
Yes.
Our own works testify against us.
Yes.
Oh my, missionaries without shoes on their feet. What's the matter, brother? Something's wrong.
Amen.
Notice
Amen.
That the condition the church has got into. But God promised out of that He would restore. He would bring back. He'd make a way. These disciples out there, all hopes is gone. They done give up, said, well, we just can't go no further. We're just going to die out here on this sea tonight. And there come Jesus walking on the water.
Amen.
Yeah.
And the sad part of it was, God had provided them a way of escape, and they was afraid of it.
Yeah.
They said, it looks spooky. Ooh, he's a spirit. And they cried out for fear. Jesus said, fear not. Be of a good cheer. It's I. God has provided a way for the people today to see that we're living in the end time.
Amen.
Don't be scared of it. Believe it.